This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Man, food. Why does it always come back to food for the hump show? I don't know, but that's how it goes with us here on After Hours, especially this middle show of the work week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Even in the last, say, 12 hours, I was pleased to find messages on our social media from people who been listening to the show for years but have never reached out. We are glad to keep you company. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you need at this hour of the night, we are a full-service operation. So thank you for hanging out with us on one of our great affiliates, on SiriusXM 158, on the Odyssey app, which is our parent company, or a variety of other apps. Maybe you listen online. All kinds of ways that you can listen to us, even a podcast on demand that doesn't have nearly as long commercial breaks. So, yay. Ask Amy Anything is next hour here on The Hump Show. Send your questions to producer Jay at Amy After Hours on Twix and then also on our Facebook page. And as always, our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hottest team in Major League Baseball. Oh, man, some of you, this makes you cringe.
Lober's pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right. That ball drops in for a base hit right around the line. Kepler goes to get it. LeMahieu scores. Here comes Volpe to the plate. He scores. So Aaron Judge gets a couple of RBIs. And it is hit in the air to deep left.
That's one of them.
Back goes the left fielder. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is. Adios, amigo. Giancarlo Michael Cruz Stanton. Weaver's pitch to Kepler is swung on and hit in the air into shallow left. Verdugo's got it measured. Verdugo makes the catch. The ball game is over. And it's another victory.
Ricky Ricardo on the Yankees radio network. We've had him here on the show before, and we really like him a lot. So good to connect with Ricky whenever we can. But he's sitting in that chair that used to be inhabited by John Sterling, and now you've got several different voices who are taking over the bulk of the rest of this season. So now the Yankees have won six in a row, and you've got eight of their last 10 as W's and a record that's identical to the Phillies at 43-19, which is tied for best record in all of the game. On that note, we're pleased to welcome Pete Caldera of the Bergen County Record, the Bergen Record, and he also works for the USA Today Network covering the Yankees and the rest of baseball. Well, on that streak, what's working for the Yankees right now, Pete?
Pretty much everything, you know, top to bottom. You start with the starting pitching they've gotten without Gerrit Cole in their rotation. And, you know, now you can see the light at the end of the tunnel with Cole starting on his rehab assignment tonight. And, you know, maybe he's back in their rotation in 2 or 3 weeks. You know, certainly you know, we thought that Luis Gil, you know, might just be a placeholder for a while. And he's been more than a Cole replacement. He's been the Cy Young version of Cole you saw last year with what he's done and continuing it tonight. And, you know, that 1-2-3 at the top of their order with Volpe, Soto, and Judge has been just special. And it's just allowed them to, you know, get leads early and expand them and let the pitching do their thing.
Well, you mentioned the pitching being maybe a bit of a surprise. When you think about the rotation losing Gerrit Cole, how much different is the attitude or maybe the perspective now, considering he might soon be back in that rotation?
There's a lot of excitement about that because, I mean, not only are they getting their ace back, but, you know, I was talking to Mike Stanton, the ex-Yankee, about this too earlier today, about if you get Cole back for 20 starts, you'll have a fresher Cole down the stretch too. And then, you know, going into October where, you know, they hope to be making a long extended run. And, you know, maybe some of the bullets that Gerrit Cole has saved, you know, by not being in their rotation for the first 2 months will sort of pay dividends down the line. But, you know, let's not get too far ahead. You know, he's still in that rehab assignment on his way back, coming back from elbow nerve irritation. Could there be a potential setback? Is there, you know, do you have to watch his innings or his workload early on as he comes back? So, you know, you don't want to get too far ahead, but it's hard not to get excited, you know, if you're the Yankees and thinking you've put together the best record in the American League to date through June 4th, and you're going to be getting last year's unanimous Cy Young Award winner back in your rotation pretty soon.
And especially in the American League East, where we know the Baltimore Orioles had a breakout season last year, to be on top of a division where you're constantly pushed by the other members of the AL East. Sometimes I feel like succeeding in this division is even more impressive than it might be in other divisions.
Yeah, certainly it is. And, you know, no one's sleeping on the Orioles. You know, there's a lot of head-to-head games left between the Yankees and Baltimore. And, you know, their young team, you know, if, you know, maybe they can bolster their pitching, the Orioles can, by the trade deadline, perhaps add, you know, something to their bullpen or their rotation that could help them get over the top in this division. I think it's going to be a battle to the end. And certainly, you know, I don't think the Yankees are going to be playing 750 winning percentage baseball all year. I mean, they did that in May. I mean, it was an incredible month. You know, based on what you saw from Heel and Soto and Judge and certainly Volpe, there's still elements of their Yankee lineup that you still are kind of waiting for them to get on track. Anthony Rizzo for one, you know, Gleyber Torres had a home run tonight, but you haven't seen the production you saw out of Gleyber Torres last season. And this is a free agent walk year for Torres, as it is for, of course, Juan Soto. But they've gotten such super production out of their superstars that, you know, it's kind of overshadowed a few of the things that haven't been, you know, completely clicking. But, you know, you're going to have this, you know, the ins and outs, you know, during a season, some guys hot, some guys not so hot. But they are still kind of waiting on some of those guys. And then, you know, the other part of this, too, is this Yankees bullpen. It's been pretty good so far. They've suffered some losses already. You know, Loaisiga, you know, I thought that was going to be a big loss with him out of the equation and trying to fill that multi-inning weapon that they had, you know, with so long with Michael King. But Luke Weaver sort of stepped into that role right now. Can they continue rolling like they have in the bullpen? I think that's something that you'd like to see evolve as we go through these summer months.
Always easier to deal from a position of strength, and now they've won 8 of their last 10. We're spending a few minutes with Pete Caldera, who covers baseball for the Bergen Record and the USA Today Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You mentioned superstars, and of course it's got to be a relief for a lot of fans that Aaron Judge is healthy. Sometimes that feels like his biggest challenge. How would you compare the way he's playing right now with what we saw from him in his free agent year when the Yankees rewarded him with that amazing contract?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, you know, certainly the month of May was, you know, kind of shades of 22. You know, the only difference is, well, at least just from, you know, the perspective of this year, where Judge started out, you know, slowly and had some physical issues that gave you some pause late in spring training. he had the, you know, the abdominal core issue that, that he had an MRI for. I think we're always, you know, wondering about, you know, the condition of his right foot after, you know, what happened,
yes.
You know, colliding at the wall at Dodger Stadium. So, you know, those things are sort of in the mix. And I think when Judge gets off to a slow start, as he did in April, I think that the default for all of us is to wonder, you know, is he healthy? When he is healthy and he can get it rolling the way he has been. So was he slow out of the gates because of some of the physical things he was dealing with in spring training? Hard to tell because, you know, Judge is not, you know, he's just going to post every day that he can and not talk about whatever things may be nagging at him physically. But, you know, right now you're seeing a Judge that is locked in and hitting on all cylinders. And, you know, it's hard to get him out. Even like the double today, a pitch he kind of blocks out, you know, to right field, but, you know, just shows you what kind of plate coverage, you know, a guy like Judge has, that, you know, he can still, with a swing like that, and keep it fair. And, you know, so it doesn't have to take a 430-foot home run, you know, for Judge to make a difference in the game. And of course, he's also playing an above-average center field, too. And I think we all wondered going into this year with the wear and tear of playing every day in center field have some effect on him. So far, none at all.
It is good to know because everything the Yankees want to do really revolves around Aaron Judge. Well, then what about Juan Soto as we're talking about questions? He's still fielding questions every day about his future?
You know, it certainly came up in San Diego when that was all revisited about, you know, just coming back to there and then how, you know, the Padres had to trade him in the midst of his contract, just as the Washington Nationals had to trade him leading up to his free agency.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a question about, for a player this good, this young, you know, this much of a generational talent, you know, and with, frankly, with this agent, Scott Boras, I mean, there's no question he was going to free agency with any team as long as he's producing the way he has. I mean, he's going to test the market and break the bank and try to get as close to an Ohtani deal as he possibly can. I wouldn't put anything past him at this point, the way he's going. It'll come up from time to time. Obviously, it's a big part of, you know, everything that surrounds Juan Soto because, you know, frankly, you know, the Yankees want him to be there for a long time. And certainly the fans, you know, want him to stay. And, you know, he's sort of instantly bonded with especially the right field crowd at Yankee Stadium. And, you know, they trade that love and that energy back and forth every night. You see it, you know, from the roll call to, you know, the last inning. So,
yes.
I mean, it's all been great theater and great fun. And it seems like it really is a match that is perfect for both sides. But, you know, at the end of the day, if Steve Cohen and the New York Mets are going to bid significantly higher and the Yankees don't want to match it, he'll have a monetary decision to make there. So who knows? But right now it's you got to think that all this, you know, goodwill that's transpiring now between the Yankees and the Yankees fans and Juan Soto bodes well for their future together.
Pete Caldera is with us to talk Yankees, Bergen Record, USA Today Network, and we're always glad to have him here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's interesting because over the past, five, maybe a few more years, there have been this kind of shift for the Yankees where we've heard Brian Cashman, maybe seen a little bit of them getting away from spending whatever it takes to bring in the big free agents. But then the Aaron Judge contract, obviously he's a generational Yankee and they want to make sure he doesn't go anywhere else. But would you still put the Yankees in that same category as, say, a Dodgers team that will commit $1 billion on three guys to make sure that they get him in the fold?
Well, if you could tell Hal Steinbrenner that Juan Soto will take the kind of deferments that Ohtani took, maybe they could get the deal done tonight. Yeah, listen, Hal Steinbrenner had some comments recently about the unsustainable nature of $300 million payrolls, not just for him, but throughout baseball. I guess you could debate that when you're talking about the Mets and the Dodgers and, you know, and maybe back in the days when the Red Sox were spending. But I think there was some nuance to that, too, because I think in those comments, you're kind of hearing Hal say that there is money coming off the payrolls of the Yankees after this 2024 season that are sort of designed to help sign a Soto long term. Now, yeah, obviously it's the Yankees. They should be able to spend whatever they can or want to retain, especially a special player like Juan Soto. But you'll have Gleyber Torres's $14-15 million coming off the books next year. You'll have Alex Verdugo's salary coming off the books, you know, with probably Jason Dominguez, you know, taking his place in the outfield next year. Could potentially have Anthony Rizzo's contract coming off the books. So there are counting ways that I think they're already planning on to fit in a massive Juan Soto contract, not only for 2025, but down the road. But yeah, bottom line is, yeah, the Yankees will and should, you know, make every effort to keep Juan Soto in pinstripes for a very long time.
How many more years for Giancarlo Stanton?
I think four. And right at just less than $100 million, which now doesn't seem like all that much when you consider all the other massive contracts they're paying. But, you know, I mean, right now, Giancarlo Stanton, as a ensemble player in a lineup with Soto and Judge, with Volpe and with Verdugo, just off center of your attention is having a very good season. Hit another home run tonight. He's got 15. You know, he's still hitting in the 230s. OPS is still south of 800. Maybe he's not, you know, going to be that consistent game-breaking player anymore at his age, but he certainly seems much more happier at ease and content hitting in this lineup, and especially with, you know, with the attention focused on other places. You know, Stanton's sort of been free to, you know, have a clunky at-bat and then, you know, hit a ball hard in his next at-bat, whether he's lining out or getting a base hit or hitting a home run. It just doesn't seem to be that weight with every at-bat now. You know, you don't feel like the whole stadium of 40,000 people is just waiting for him to strike out and get on his case again. I think and it's certainly been, you know, better for the lineup as a whole to have, you know, Stanton is now, you know, he came into camp this year determined to make some changes in his swings, make some physical changes. He came in lighter, not that he was ever out of shape, but I think they just felt that the wear and tear on his legs would, and maybe some of those lower body injuries he's had in the past might, you know, be fewer in nature if he came into camp at a lighter weight. And then they wondered if the power would be there too if he came in lighter. And certainly I think it's been a win-win all the way around this year for Giancarlo Stanton.
Pete, I know you cover this team on a regular basis. And so from your perspective, how different does it seem without a John Sterling in the press box on a daily basis?
I miss John Sterling every day, especially on the road when we would occasionally go to dinner out at some of his favorite restaurants, like the Prime Rib in Baltimore and other spots. You know, he was obviously cutting down on his travel in the last couple years. You know, this year, you know, he's only going to make basically all the East Coast trips after the first, you know, Yankees road trip of the season, which was Houston and Arizona. But yeah, you know, after that, he just came back from that road trip and just said, yeah, he was tired of the travel and you know, it was just time to retire. And you know, sad for us, great for him. what an amazing career. But yes, I miss John. I miss him, you know, just checking into the press box before pretty much every pitch. He just kind of wander in and say hello and like, aren't you supposed to be on the air in 30 seconds, John? But you're on John Sterling time. And that was what's great about him. There'll never be another one like him, as Susan Wallman said. And it's true. You won't find another, a greater personality, a greater, you know, guy who could, you know, make a broadcast his own. I mean, certainly that voice, you know, unmistakably, you just say hello, you know who it is. But I'll just miss, you know, him just being around the ballpark every day. Yeah. I had dinner with him and Anthony McCarron and Dom Amore a couple of weeks ago at one of his favorite spots here in Manhattan. And now we're hoping to plan on more of those regular dinners since he'll be home. So we'll just have to confine our fun to Midtown Manhattan.
Well, that's good, though. As you point out, no one deserves a happy, joyful, unencumbered retirement more than John Sterling for all the years that he dedicated to a game that he loves. All right, you can find P on Twitter at P Caldera, C-A-L-D-E-R-A. Covers the Yankees and baseball for the Bergen Record as well as USA Today. It's always good to catch up with you, Pete. Thanks so much for the insight.
Great to be with you, Amy. Thank you so much.
The Yankees and the Phillies right now setting the pace in Major League Baseball. So much time left, so much real estate. We'll see whether or not the Orioles can catch a wave. How about that? I was trying to think of a different sport to use an analogy and a cliche. If they can catch a wave and they can get some major momentum as we head into the dog days or closer to the dog days of summer. But yeah, the beauty of baseball, as much as people complain about there being far too many regular season games, is that anything can and will happen. And we see teams make up, 9-10 game deficits. And so here we go. There's two pace setters, but there's still more than half the season remaining. On Twix at Amy After Hours to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Same on Facebook. An update as we get closer. We're inching closer to the NBA Finals and the opener between the Celtics and the Mavericks and Kristaps Porzingis. Finally speaking to the media. You know, it's Soleus season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Round and round, round they go. Celtics have their largest lead and the ball with 3 minutes remaining in the third right now. Jalen for Horford, another three.
Timeout, copy.
Eric Spoelstra and the Miami coaching staff said our only chance here is for the Celtics to miss threes. They have it in game one.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
All the way back to the first round we go. And that's the last time we saw Kristaps Porzingis for the Boston Celtics. Sean Grandy with the calls on Celtics radio. He's missed 10 playoff games. Jay, when I saw this number and realized how long it's been in terms of days and weeks, I was kind of blown away. Are you ready? He's missed 10 games and 5 weeks. 10 games in 5 weeks. Are you kidding? That's essentially 2 games a week.
Yeah.
Now, I know they swept the Pacers, so they've been off for quite a while. Going back to, what was it, last Tuesday? Monday?
Forgot all about that series.
So that one was shorter, and it makes sense. So even if we take 1 week off of it because they've been sitting around, they've played 10 games in 4 weeks. That's how slow the postseason goes. How slow can you go?
You were on your honeymoon when he got injured.
No, he got injured right before my honeymoon, before. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, because I do remember the game in which he got injured. Kristaps Porzingis, second big man with a soleus strain in the span of a couple of months following Giannis Antetokounmpo. And do you know, I'd never heard the word soleus before then. And now I can't get away from the word. The soleus eclipse of the heart. Exactly. Essentially, it's a calf strain. It happened 5 weeks ago. They've been very careful with him. So getting closer to being full strength?
We'll see. I have a couple more days. I've done a lot of work up until this point. And yeah, I've done everything needed to get back into playing shape. I'm feeling better each day. It's been a long process, I'm not going to lie. It's been tough to sit out, obviously. But I've tried to stay as engaged as I can with the team and be around the team and do my work and then be with the team.
So playing in game one, that's the major question. If you're still working on getting back to 100%, what about the opener on Thursday?
That is the plan. So right now, again, it's a couple more days and I think that can make a difference. So every day gives me a bit more time to get even better, you know, so working.
Dirty's done a great job working hard, getting to this point. Has gone through the practices, and we still have to see how he responds, you know, each day to the what he's doing from a physical standpoint. So I think he's on pace, and he's doing everything he can to get back. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow. We'll see how he feels the next day and see how he feels heading into the game.
Celtics and Mavericks opener in Boston coming up on Thursday evening. And we did hear from Kyrie Irving already, right? And whether or not anyone will express that there was acrimony or dissatisfaction inside the locker room, we know for certain his last year in Boston, his second year at Boston, it went off the rails and it was a mess. It's not that long ago. I remember talking about it here on the show. But it's the fans who are likely to give Kyrie Irving the full frontal, if you know what I mean. It's just up to Kyrie to keep his composure. The other controversy, I'm using my air quotations, that somehow has come out, and I don't know that I heard this when they were playing together, but Luka Doncic is taking exception to these reports or even the idea that he had any beef with Kristaps Porzingis when the two were teammates in Dallas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
That's why I haven't watched a lot of that, because people don't know. I talked to General Parson maybe twice in my life, so I don't know how he would know that. But me and KB have a good relationship. I don't know what people to say otherwise.
It is interesting where this stuff comes from. And I hate the idea that people would just make it up. I really do hate that. Sometimes it goes from, hey, I heard from someone who knows someone who was there when they were talking about it and thinks they heard it correctly. And it's that kind of a thing. Sometimes, not always. But he points out that Chandler Parsons is not a guy he talks to on a regular basis, so I have no idea where he would come up with this, that KP and Luca, that KP and I didn't have a good relationship or that I had a beef with him. I say this a lot about social media, and it probably pertains to your regular media as well. There's really no way that public figures can fight back. I mean, they've got their own platforms and they can say what they want, but you know, truth is optional when it comes to social media. And a lot of times when it comes to the actual media too, just not here. And so we are supposed to take everything with a grain of salt. But if I'm an athlete, as hard as it would be, there'd be times when I would be indignant, of course, but as hard as it would be, you just kind of have to let it go. And if you have the opportunity to refute one, great. Otherwise, this is what Luca said. This is why I don't spend time looking at all this stuff, because I can't. So Jay tells me he's got the Chandler Parsons clip where he's talking about Luca.
There is an actual beef there where it's going to be every time he touches the ball, he's getting booed.
Really?
And there's a real beef there? What?
Why?
Is that a scoop there? No, I think that's known. I think it's known. It didn't work out. And Dallas, when, for whatever reason, those fans, they're they're proudful. They're like, if you're hurt, if you're not playing, if you're not doing what you were doing years before you got to the Mavs.
That comes from FanDuel TV. But Luka Doncic says, no way. There's no beef with Kristaps Porzingis, who did spend the better part of 3 years with the team. And it was the idea of Mark Cuban that they would be kind of a 1-2 punch. That was pre-Kyrie, obviously. That they would be two offensive forces, different players, but that they would really be able to play off of each other. I think that Luka and Kyrie have found a nice rhythm between the two of them. We've seen games in which they've each scored 35, 36 points. The Mavericks are going to need more than that to combat the Celtics and their abilities. And the defense right now in the postseason is allowing just 101 points per game. So it'll be a challenge for Luka and Kyrie, who he may not play defense himself, but he's pretty good at breaking down defenses. It's just that the style from the Celtics is different than what they've seen.
I think they play different defense that we've seen. They do a lot of cross matches. That's the way we got to figure out how to attack that.
Last time the Mavericks were in the NBA Finals, Dirk Nowitzki was roaming the court along with the head coach now, Jason Kidd. And, you know, Luka and Dirk crossed paths for a season. And so at that time, actually, Luka was a teenager. So you can imagine that he was trying to soak up whatever he could from Dirk Nowitzki, who at the time was already an NBA champ.
On the same team as Dirk Nowitzki. Obviously, I wish I could play with him more. But that last season, his last season, my first, was amazing, just experience. Helped me a lot, especially coming in the NBA, not knowing what to expect, what kind of player I'm going to be. So it helped me a lot. Just seeing him work every day, even in his last season, the amount of work he put in and everything.
I'm assuming we're going to see Dirk making an appearance at these NBA Finals. It's been neat to see him on the sidelines every now and then. And some of the older Celtics, too, or former Celtics, I should say, not older. I always enjoy that. You've got guys who are alums coming back to support the new guys and be part of it.
Can I get your autograph?
Sure, Dirk.
Actually, for my niece.
What's her name?
It's Dirk.
You ever seen that? Like Mike?
Oh, I want to be like Dirk. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So Marco, Jay and I were talking about this earlier, and actually I think that you had the audio about the food. Jay, are you ready? Because you and I were talking about portion sizes and how there are people complaining that at Chipotle, the portion sizes have gotten significantly smaller. So Jay comes in to tell me that he's got this piece of audio he wants me to hear. And my response was, well, I'll tell you what my response was, but go ahead.
First, I can tell you the portions have not gotten smaller. One of the things I think it's great about Chipotle is if you come into the restaurant and you want a little more rice or you want a little more pico, all you got to do is kind of like, and usually our guys and women give them a little more scoop. You know, we always want to give people big portions that get them excited about the food. It's kind of who we are. I mean, these are big burritos. These are big bowls. Our goal is to give people great experiences. Now, if you want double the amount of meat, you got to pay for it. Our goal is to get people really excited about what I believe is really delicious food.
The reason why I bring this up, or the reason why we're talking about it, is because Jay comes and he tells me this audio. I think you'll laugh. Maybe it can spark a discussion. My response was, I went to Sonic on Friday night. I hadn't been to Sonic for anything other than a drink in quite a while. I went to Sonic on Friday night. It was our little date night. And we decided we would do burrito, because they've got some good burritos, and a burger. And I was blown away by the fact that a $5 burger was no bigger than a little McDonald's cheeseburger that you might find in a kid's Happy Meal. Mm-hmm. I hadn't eaten at Sonic in quite a while, but I remember the burgers being a lot bigger than that. But yeah, a $5 burger. So it was like under $5. It was $4.94, I think. And it was no bigger than a little cheeseburger. It was billed as a quarter pounder, but it was no bigger than a little cheeseburger that you might get in a kid's Happy Meal. And then we got a fry, a medium fry, mind you. $4. Okay.
Four fries?
It was maybe 15 fries. But I was blown away by how little food we got for $20. And here's the other thing. They're advertising half-price shakes on Friday nights. So we thought, all right, we'll just get the food and then we'll splurge on a shake, even though we're supposed to be staying away from desserts right now. But we were both going to do it, so whatever. And we asked for one, and she charges us full price, which, by the way, is like $7. And I said, oh, wait, they're supposed to be half price. Oh, that's only on the app. So we had our one little Friday night Sonic experience, and we'll never do it again because we spent $20. And guess what? I had to eat again when I got home because it wasn't nearly enough food. And so when Chipotle CEO talks about how, no, wait a minute, we're not giving you less food. We'll even give you a wink, wink, and a nod, nod, and maybe another little dollop of whipped cream. Oh, sorry, sour cream. I think that this is the case now. The food portions are getting smaller at fast food restaurants. I don't eat fast food a lot, but food portions are getting smaller for significantly more money. And one trip to Sonic for food in, say, the last 5 years, and that's it. I'll never go again.
I've never actually been to Sonic. I would imagine all the places, and I don't think it's just fast food. I think it's basically a lot of just food in general. They're giving you less and they're charging you more. I mean, everybody's getting more, you know, whatever you want to call it, with the inflation or whatever it is, or just maybe it's an excuse. But everybody is taking advantage of the idea that they're going to give you less and charge you more, because what else are you going to do about it?
How about keep the portion sizes the same? If you want to charge more, I understand everything costs more these days. But if you're actually making the portions smaller.
The portions have not gotten smaller.
And then you're charging more, that's a pile of crap.
I get it, but that also helps out your bottom line quite a bit.
Why don't we all just stop going to Chipotle?
I'm sure they've taken a hit over it.
I only had it once. I've never actually been there. Is that seriously?
No.
Is that honestly, like, would you walk
it's
through
really
the line?
It's really good.
I've had it once. I had a burrito once. It was fine.
It's good.
It was good. I can't say it was the best burrito I had, but it was fine. There was nothing wrong with it.
I do the bowls, Chipotle bowls.
Is that seriously, like, you're in the line, you wink at the person and they give you more? Is that like,
you just kind of say, hey, could I have a little more? And sometimes they'll give you, it depends on who it is. Sometimes I've had that experience, they'll give you a little more. But yeah, if you want double meat or double a scoop of rice or sour cream.
They don't just automatically charge
guacamole.
And you say, give me a little more?
Well, that's the whole thing. You try to like beat the system and give like a little, like give me a little extra
without
charging
little bit more?
Me for the double.
Right, exactly.
Comes from between you and me.
If you don't mind, if this was you, I'd do it for you.
They usually mind.
Really?
They do usually mind.
It's just, this seems like just do it right the first time. What are we doing here? Why are we playing? Let's make a deal. I don't understand. Like, I don't want to have this conversation. Can you just give me my food? I don't get it.
I've had a couple of family members laugh at me. The fact that when Bob and I were in Hawaii on our honeymoon, we only ate out like three times tops in 2 weeks. Because we could get better meals and more bang for our buck if we bought it at the grocery store and made it ourselves at the Airbnb. So we did that.
Huh.
Not cool. Probably not what a lot of people would do, but we were blown away by how pricey everything was. And so we chose to enjoy ourselves and do kind of adventures and not spend money on food.
No, that's all fair. Again, this is all fair. I'll be fair. And you wouldn't think it says my, you know, girth. I'm not a fast food guy. So, like, that's not really
neither.
My thing.
Me neither.
So I don't really do a lot of this stuff. Now, I will eat food out, sure, you know, with the kids and everything. Usually wind up getting it and bringing it home and eat at home because I'm not eating in the restaurant. That's like a take a zoo on a trip. That's not happening. I'd rather the zoo at home. But it's usually a local restaurant. I'm more of a whatever the local thing is. It's just,
Yeah,
to me, it's just better food, and
of course,
you wind up paying a little bit more, but I can live with it. And usually you wind up going to the same place. They kind of get to know you, and it's a little bit better.
That's why I was kind of blown away, because I hadn't been to Sonic in such a long time. I take it back. In Hawaii, we went one time to L&L Barbecue, which is a fast food place that was delicious. But yeah, significantly... just significantly different, my experience at Sonic last week. And hearing this about Chipotle.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's it. Just going
to
stay home.
Isn't that something to do with the videos? Wouldn't a lot of people videoing them so that they put you more, and then if you don't video them, they're giving you less? Is that basically what it's coming down
TikTok.
To?
He's trying to fight TikTok and say that TikTok's lying, and they're going to get exposed even more now for this. So
interesting. Well, if you have an experience, you can share it with us on Twix at Amy After Hours, speaking of food, and then on our Facebook page too.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I think we've pretty much put it to bed that I don't think a lot of my teammates hate me. My former teammates hate me. I don't know, you know, kind of what was being shared intimately with some of the media personnel that was, you know, reporting over the past few years.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one, Kyrie Irving. Yeah, everyone's playing nice heading into this NBA Finals between the Mavericks and Kyrie Irving and his former teammates. And there's only a few of them on the Celtics roster, but Jason Tatum was a rookie that first year with Kyrie, and then Jaylen Brown, a second year guy, and Al Horford in his first trip around the sun with the Celtics. So it's not the whole locker room. They don't all have history with Kyrie, and time tends to ease some of the angst. But that doesn't work with fans. We did an entire question last week about whether or not you as a fan, either speaking for your franchise or your city or your fan base, have public enemy number one. Who's the villain? Who's public enemy number one? And you all blew up our social media. So that was fun. Now, when it comes to time, maybe changing the narrative a little bit, giving us some memory loss and helping us to think more fondly about a relationship that we had, or maybe a working relationship that was a little tough at the time. Yet time offers perspective. Apparently, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, well, they, at least according to LeBron, they should still be playing together.
So f***ing happy and so proud and to watch him and continue his growth or whatever the case may be. And at the same time, I'm so f***ing mad at the same time that I am not his running mate anymore. So I'm like, I just remember those times. I have so many words to praise Kyrie that I end up with absolutely none, because he's the most gifted player the NBA has ever seen. He has the best gifts I've ever seen of any NBA player.
High praise from LeBron James for Kyrie Irving, his former teammate. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't LeBron leave?
Not correcting you.
If you're so bleeping mad that you're not playing with him anymore, why did you leave?
Go back to Cleveland. We good.
Here's the question that it just popped into my brain. If the Mavericks win the series, does Kyrie take a shot at the fans? As in, last laugh, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya?
I would bet he does.
Or does he take the high road?
No.
And praise the fans in Boston for how they lifted the team.
Even if he does.
As runner-up, of course.
If he does do some sort of high road route like that, it's going to come out as snarky.
So fake. And it's going to come out exactly. As so fake. Yeah. We just got this tweet from Mace. I almost lost it tonight. Paid $47 for 20-piece chicken tenders and a large fried okra and 5 rolls at Golden Chick. $47 in a drive-thru is just insane. I felt like I got hustled. Mace, I feel the same way after Sonic. I'll never get that money back, but I learned my lesson. You and I, we're on the same page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.